Luik, first of all, congrats to your third Elite World Champs title. It's a bit of a special one. Usually we do it after the race and when you're full of adrenaline and, you know, like on a pretty high. Now we're sitting here in your hotel room after the race and you could soak it in a bit. How does it feel now?
Yeah, it's not the same than doing straight after the race, but I feel like something crazy happened yesterday. And when I woke up this morning, I was, you know, when you can't, you have nothing that goes wrong. Everything is like makes you smile, and it was a pretty insane racing yesterday. It was so tight at the times, and I'm so happy to finish such a good week. You know, we had no issues this week and no big crashes. Just everything went pretty well, and I don't know. It was we built pretty well the weekend with the team,
yeah.
And I think we had our shot for the win, and then I'm happy I didn't blow up the job they've done, like the really good job they've done. So it's pretty much a perfect weekend, and yeah, it's the third one, so it feels insane. I feel like it happens really quick, you know, like since 2015. So I'm super happy to. I'm not happy of the season so far, like the beginning, you know, until half season, I was not doing great, but the end was super good. So it's definitely a good year for me, and now I'm going into the off season with like the best feeling ever.
Yeah.
So, of course, I know I need to work on many things still because the other guys are so strong.
Yeah.
But I'm going with a big. The hat is really warm, you know, so it's cool. Yeah.
And you have the jersey to put over.
Yeah.
You know that Fabian Borel told Finn that you have the second most world champs, elite world champs titles.
Yeah, but I'm tied, I think, with Hill and Minard, I think.
Okay.
Because Minard has Kaproen,
yeah.
Leo Gang, South Africa.
So he also has three.
Yeah, three. And Samil has New Zealand.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
2010.
Mont Saint-Anne.
And Champ. No, not Champ.
He crashed in Val d'Isère.
Yeah.
And Fort William. He was a world champion, Fort William.
Yeah, we have to check. We have to check this.
Yeah, yeah.
But still, like, you know.
So yeah, it's. I don't care. Yeah it's still a sick clan. Like the good names.
Do you need a bigger wall for your jersey at home?
No. Actually, I don't put my jerseys on the wall. I put the friends' jerseys, but yeah, it's gonna be a good place where you have the medals and stuff. And I'm so happy if I can join big names like these guys. Like, I was pretty proud of being twice already.
Yeah.
Like Danny and Fabian and all these people, but now it's a little bit like I'm upgraded. So it's really good. And Nico is uncatchable, I think, but I have time, but I'm not gonna do like what Nico did. But it's I'm super proud.
That's cool. As we saw some of your special lines, like back to racing, we saw some of your special lines on the top where you were like going like very inside. I'm not sure. I haven't seen couldn't see the full run, and especially not your one on the screen. But was it the race run lines?
No, we tried a lot of lines all weekend. We had so many people from the French team and from our team, from Specialized, on the track.
Yeah.
So many, everything was pretty much under surveillance,
yeah.
You know. And I think I had the best lines. I felt really good. And we tried some crazy inside things.
Yeah.
And but because the track was pretty open, like
yeah.
There was a lot of turns where you could actually go crazy.
Yeah.
So we tried. And that these inside were faster.
On the top yeah.
After the Rock Garden.
Yeah.
It was 0.1 faster.
Really?
Than
0.1.
Than the fastest outside, which was Amaury.
Yeah.
But it was a little bit risky.
Yeah.
And so I decided not to do it in the race run.
But when have you done this decision? Because I think we saw you early to invite a Raw, we saw you doing it. But when are you doing this? Were you in the start gate or were you
No, you do it way before.
Okay.
Like the last run of practice on Sunday, you know your lines.
Okay.
And when you do warm up, you do something in your head.
Yeah.
And you know the lines too. So everything is.
You do the old yeah. barrel with your hand.
No. I do it. I just close my eyes and I kind of see everything.
Yeah.
But sometimes when you write, something happens and you have to improvise.
Okay.
But not this time for me. Like,
is it so automatic? So when you're doing it in your head, is it like you see roots and rocks and you know exactly where you want to put your front tire?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Especially here, we had one more day of practice.
Yeah.
So the track was, we pretty much knew the track perfectly.
Yeah.
And the track conditions were also dry.
Yeah.
So it was easier to follow the lines. But my kind of strategy was to calm my game a little bit because I knew it was hard to do some lines fast.
Yeah.
And making mistakes like last year at the World Cup cost a lot. So I was a little bit on the brakes in some places, trying to be really clean and smooth. And when I was at the bottom and I would see that how tight it was, I was like, shit, maybe I should have tried a bit more aggressive. But I'm happy of the way I rode, and I don't regret to took some turns safe and stuff and rode some other ones fast. So forgot.
I had it's the worst.
The Monday morning.
When you had something, but then you continued listening. Now with your race head, how does it? You know, like for so many people, world championships are the hardest to battle because it's just this one race, and they put more pressure on themselves, and they are more. But how can you handle this? I want to say you can't handle the World Cup. Why is your race head here so good? Is it because you think less about it, because you're more relaxed, because you have it in the books and the others trying to push so hard? Or do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean. And I've been thinking about it, and I don't really know why I'm able to do three. I've won only two World Cups in my life and three World Champs now.
Actually, four if you count Junior World Champs.
Yeah, and four if I count.
But you don't count?
Yeah. Yeah, you count. Yeah, let's say four. It's cooler. But I don't know. I think the first time I was doing Elite World Champs, I was a little bit trying too hard.
Yeah.
And my old coach was telling me to don't change anything because it was world. You know, just ride your bike like you always do.
Yeah.
Maybe just ride it a little bit smarter because there's no point or anything. It's one shot, but there's also a lot to lose, you know?
Yeah.
And some people trying too hard are just crashing and they go home with nothing.
Yeah.
So it's better to do like something a little bit more in control and maybe go for a medal or the win.
Okay.
And that's what we did in Andorra. It was really, like, we worked pretty well on all week, and then I just did a chill run, let's say, but fast, not trying too hard or too crazy to come fast in turns and stuff, and yesterday too.
Okay.
So I think when you're at Worlds, you just have to commit, but ride in control, because I think it's the only way you can deliver your best level. Like, for me at least, I don't know for the others, but when I try too hard, I never finish the run.
Okay.
So
It was interesting, because I was staying in the crowd, waiting for you to come down, and I could see bits of your run, and it looked so controlled and smooth, actually. And people, I heard other riders saying, you know, like, fuck, how can he do it? You know, other people were like, you can see they were on the edge, and then you know, like, they missed some part for you, like on rails, you know, like, as you maybe said, like, when you exactly know in your head where you want to go, it's
unreal. Yeah, yeah. It's just like this weekend, I had a lot of positive things. My bike was working so well.
Yeah.
The conditions, I love when it's sunny and dry, so it was favorable for me.
Yeah.
But Danny did a mistake in the last section before the crossing the road. Loris also, you know. So it's hard to, especially on this track, to win time. It's easy to lose.
Yeah. Okay.
So I was just trying to not lose it, because I knew in some turns I was like, ah, shit, I could have gone faster. You know, when you ride, you talk a bit to yourself.
Really? Are you still like able to do something?
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like fully in the race mode, and you just react. So you're still like,
yeah, yeah. You still know what's going on and talk to yourself like, okay, be focused. And at least I think everyone does it pretty much. And then in some turns I was like, shit, I shouldn't, like, I was taking, like I told you, it was like kind of my strategy, but I felt like maybe I was doing it too much. Like before one road gap, the turn was super rough, and I was just like, nah, you know, like.
But you also said to yourself, like, after making it through the rock garden, it's like, done that.
Yeah, so yeah. Actually, some hard sections, I was like, yeah, done. Next one, done. You know? And then when at the bottom, I was a little bit safe, like even safer, because I was just scared of this typical lorry crash corners. So I was like, chill. And I'm happy. I lost a lot of time in the last sector, like in the last 20 seconds, like 6 really? Tenths to Martin. He's really fast in the last sections.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just rode exactly like I expected myself to, and I'm so happy it happened this way and not an expected crash or flat tire or whatever.
As I said, also with you talking to yourself, I did, when I talked to Finn yesterday, he said like that his race head is getting better, and also when he after a mistake that he got over it quicker. You know, isn't it sometimes you made a mistake, then you're like getting angry and this is maybe unconcentrated, or also like trying to push harder afterwards to get the time back instead of like just going with it?
Yeah, for sure. The head, I think our sport is like cross country is full of physical strength.
Yeah.
And our sport is a lot of mental strength too, because in the beginning of the year, when I've coming back from injury, I was not able to, like, when I was doing a mistake, I would do more. You know, I was like getting lost in my head, and it cost like so much time, and then I was losing focus. And if your head is not 100% good, you have no chance to be doing a really good run.
But doesn't it
start, even if you have the skill, you know?
Yeah, and it doesn't even start like the physical. I was always thinking for you guys in the off season, you do your training, and you have to be so confident about your trainer, about yourself, and about what you're doing, because you have no idea what the others are doing. It would freak me out, you know. Like, then you see, like, in these days, Insta stories. Oh, no, maybe Omri is doing road rides every day, like, just for example, 100 kilometers. Like, shit, should I do more road rides? Then you see Adam Brayton doing CrossFit like crazy. You know, this I think, for me, it would start, if I would imagine I would be a World Cup racer, even this would fuck me up, you know, like, Aaron, this trainer is putting a lot of exercise. I would always go to my trainer, like, dude, can we do this? And then your training would be fully mixed up. So,
but actually, I think this is a part of the game. Like, some riders do it also to mess up to be it's impressive to the others, because I don't think there is one special way to train well.
Yeah.
There's so many and so many different riders and style of training. So every time I see something, I judge, like, okay, it's good, it's not good. I'm not like, oh, shit, it's scary. So if it's good, I'm like, I talk about it to my coach, and then we can maybe see, and then maybe do it too. And then that's it. I don't really get scared of Aaron doing special deadlift 200 kilos, whatever. He's killing his back.
If you say it's also physical like manipulation from others, you should do another world champ. You should just do fake pictures of McDonald's food and like Coca-Cola and beer.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, oh, chilling in front of the television. You have to take a picture with like a belly out and all this stuff. So people are like, fuck, how can he be world champ, you know, and if he's just eating Big Macs the whole day.
Yeah, no. I don't like, I love actually McDonald's.
Really?
So it would not be fake pictures, but you gotta, like, I don't really play a game on Instagram or whatever, but yeah, it could be fun sometimes to, and sometimes I like to mess up with people with like hiding a piece of my bike. There's nothing new, but just like to make people talk about it, and you guys on the website get all crazy about it, but I just like playing with internet, you know, because people,
it's pretty easy, and they pick up everything.
Yeah.
John Hall, Aaron's mechanic, told us he loves it. Everybody's looking. He sees people walking around, and he wants to, and even if they figure something out, and they have ideas what it could be, and he said 100% they are wrong. They never, if there is something on the bike, if they see the wrong thing, which is actually there for a long time, and they miss, like, the new bit, it's always...
I know.
What it's is so your funny. Best example of internet? What is the funniest part for you? Reading comments. Do you read comments on Pink Bike?
I stopped that. I don't like it so much. But I think the best time, like, we kind of mess around with people, it was in Crankworx, New Zealand. We had a brake captor that was not plugged in with the telemetry, but we left it on just because Jack didn't want to take it off. And then people didn't know what it was, and they were saying, oh, it's ABS, or it's this, it's that. So it got pretty crazy, and Jacko was just like, it's nothing, it's not even, it should not even be here. But yeah, it was funny.
So he did all to finish it. We just got the sign from Laurent. You have to go to the airport. He did all world champs with Jack together.
Yeah,
all world champs titles.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, Jack the first before we even got world champ, the first time in elite, he was like, because he's getting like not old, you know, but he's been here in the mix forever. And he was like, yeah, the day you become elite world champion, maybe I stop. And now we have three, so and he's still here and loving it, so it's really cool. Having him on my side.
You have to check the vital slideshow from after training.
Yeah.
Because there's a picture of, you know, you are blurry in the foreground giving an interview, and he's sitting in the background working on the computer. It was one of my favorite because it shows like it's not like a setup picture or something, you know, you're doing your job doing the interview, but the focus is on him. So second sign, airport shuttle is calling. Luik, thanks a lot for your time, thanks a lot for an amazing season. For us to be so close to all this stuff, you know, and to give Vital the chance, the whole thing is like, thanks a lot.